morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
71071.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. And your first and last name, please.
Alice, A-L-I-C-E, Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R.
Alice Warner, 1 minute for me, please.
Well, my bank account was overdrawn this morning. Apparently, somebody took out, I think it was probably around $44, and went through my overdraft charge, made it $86 overdraft this morning. And I don't know what that's for. It was from a company called Garden, C-O-N-S-I-S.
Ms. Warner, do you have a male or another person in your family who would be on this account?
No, just me.
And W-A-R-N-E-R?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. I'm not seeing your name. Alice, A-L-I-C-E, W-A-R-N-E-R.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Do you have, sometimes this is the wrong company we've called. Where did you get this number from, please?
I got it off my phone when I looked up my account.
A-L-I-C-E. Alice?
Yes, ma'am.
Then Warner.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Usually the customer pops up.
Ma'am?
Usually the customer pops up in the database when you call. And I'm not seeing your name.
Well, it's from GardenConsis.
Yeah. Those are not necessarily the company's names, but the tag lines, the merchant IDs, bank-to-bank talk. So I'm looking to see the company that charged you.
Okay.
And when you say it popped up on your phone, what does that mean?
It's on my phone. It has this name and this phone number. And I figure they've charged me at least $44. Probably change. And then I had a $24 added to it for my bank overdraft, which made a total of $68 overdraft. Or 86, I'm sorry. Made it 86 overdraft.
So the, okay, so this is what we need to do, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you have the last four of the card that was charged and the first six, not the whole card, please? The numbers.
4489-1010.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, that's the first six?
Yes.
4489-1010, and then the last
yes.
four, please.
I believe it's 0648.
0648. Okay. I'm literally not finding you. Are you sure? So there's no way. I mean, if I put that card in the first six, the last four, we always get the customer. So I don't even know. This is very strange not to get your name.
Yeah. Well, all I know is from this Garden or whatever the name is, they charged me and caused me an overdraft. And then your number was on my account. It was called the call.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Do you have a Kathy? Do you have a Kathy in your community or who would be on your account? A Kathy?
Do I have what?
Somebody named Kathy.
No.
Okay.
Hell no. Just me.
Just you.
Yep, nobody else. Did show somewhere they charged it.
Okay. Ms. Warner, this is what you're going to have to do. Okay? It's very important because it is true. Not only that they charge it, but you need to make sure it doesn't keep on getting charged. So this is what I would advise. You call back to your bank, have them work on your behalf, and find out the phone number that connects with the charge from their end.
Okay,
let them tell
you.
The
phone number I called is connected to the charge.
Well, the
That's
challenge
you.
Is I'm actually not finding you, which is a very, very, very big deal.
Yeah, I know it is.
Yeah.
It's a very big deal to be $86 overdrawn, too.
Yes. So you need to, when the bank opens, you need to be available to walk with the representative to see if there's another number for that charge. Okay?
I will call them. Probably because
okay.
They're not open today, so probably tomorrow. Thank you.
Well, the best to you, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Okay. Bye-bye now.